Fred Film Radio, Istanbul International Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Istanbul Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Georg Christoph, who's presenting his film Out here at the festival. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, and hi.
Just as a first question, would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about the story and just introduce it and tell us as much about it as you'd like?
Usually I say that it's a story of a 50 years old man, about 42 tons fishes and about an earless rabbit.
Okay. What a mix. So, all right, where do we start with that? You kind of caught me off guard. So, 50-year-old man, can you tell me a little bit more about why? Because he's the driving soul of the movie. It's a character-driven story. But what is it about this man, especially this age range, that interests you?
He's a Hungarian man in East Slovakia, of a Hungarian community. Basically, it's the most poorest part of Slovakia, and when he's losing his job, and after he decides not to find a new one at his place, which is actually even impossible, but he takes an offer to go abroad to work in a shipyard. But when he arrives, he realizes it's still not happening. So this is even where his stories and journey is starting, and we go more further. It becomes more and more bizarre.
He ends up in Riga, right? Initially.
In a small Latvian city, yeah.
And you don't know where the film is really going to take you. So you like that in a movie?
Yeah, of course, it was a purpose that you completely cannot predict what's going to happen.
And regarding, again, the age of the character, because I think that this is a story, this is the type of film that you would see like a younger man as a protagonist of. I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, but one of my first decisions was that the age of the character, and I was having a dilemma, it should be like my age and an older age, and I understand that from a dramatical point of view and like all this kind of point of view, it's much better and it works better if this age, and also it's kind of my father's story and some other family member's story in it, so it's more complex like this.
Your family, so it's a mixture of influences basically,
yes.
Personal
and my story and other family member stories.
Okay. While we're at it, I guess I really do want to praise the leading performance. Can you tell me about the actor?
His name is Sándor Terhes, and actually this is his first main role in a film. He had more, of course, film roles in other films, but a smaller one. This is like first main one. He's coming from a theater group called like Rétakör. It's kind of more alternative way of acting. He never even learned in a film school or in a theater school, an acting school. He has a very more natural and very more creative approach to acting.
He's great. I'm going to draw a comparison. He's got a charisma that reminded me of Henry Fonda. What do you think can make of that?
Yeah, there is some Westernish in him.
Yeah, right. And what about, the cultures, there's a mixture of cultures there, and I'm very curious to have your take on this type of subject.
Yeah, that's like more understanding of this. I wanted him to like go from ears even more east, because it's very schematic to go west for a job, so let's make him to go even more east. And I wanted to leave him his place and arrive to something very different from what he knows, but still in some other way, still very similar what he has. Like, and this east, ex-Soviet social bloc, it still has something similarities, even the countries has very differences as well.
Do you think that there is still sort of a link between the countries?
Yes, of course, like we were in the same regime,
yeah.
So like the basic reflexes of the people behaving, approaching things, it's like how the society works, it's still a lot of common in it.
But there's no, like, is it a type of link that is sort of a brotherhood or friendly link? Or
It's more about society, I think.
It's more about society. Mm-hmm. But still, and another thing that is clear in the movie is that there's a lot of unusual characters there. So there's a bit of eccentricity as well.
Yeah, we wanted to build the storyline and the script, like basically with many many micro stories and all these encounters, its own world and all story. So that's why we had to have some extravagant characters, and basically when you are abroad, you approach things or perceive things differently than you're at home, and it's like get some more absurd humor in it, and that's how it comes.
Is that also why the film is called Out?
Yeah, but it could be also in.
It could be also. No, because I what I mean by that is that I guess meeting all these characters and maybe even like pushing yourself out there kind of puts the main character in a situation where he's out of his comfort zone in a way.
Yeah, basically step by step he's getting more out, and step by step he's losing more and more, and at the end he finds something or lose everything. It's up to the viewer.
And also I want to highlight to our listeners who may not be familiar with the film yet that it is quite funny as well. That humorous approach was definitely on purpose. Yeah,
it was not so much the first version of the script, but on the later on it we got more and more, and of course when we were selecting or choosing the actors, it was, we had very in our mind that this humor work should work from them as well.
Oh yeah, so did the actors sort of influence that?
Yeah, what kind of types we have chosen, it's all influences a lot.
And what do you think are the benefits of having humor in this type of film?
Well, we don't want it to have this classical East drama, social cliche kind of films, and so we wanted to have some different approach, and like to ease also the audience, to make it more colorful. It's like it came naturally.
But there is sort of a tradition of humor in cinema, even in, that explores dramatic situations. I can think of the Czechoslovak New Wave, for instance. You know, there was.
Yeah, yeah, and Miloš Forman just like today. I don't know if you heard.
What? Oh, fuck, really?
Yes.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he died today.
I did not know that. Shit. That's Miloš Forman died today. That's very dramatic. I didn't know that. I guess that's terrible news. He was an influence of yours?
No, I did study in FAMU and in Prague, and of course I had a lot of Czech influence, but I had also a lot of Hungarian influence, and I didn't have like conscious influence by somebody. We were like pointing out when we were preparing, but of course in unconsciously all of these guys are there.
I don't know if you want to talk about as well the aspect of the nature as well, because I mean it kind of reoccurs and pops up like the hotel receptionist or owner, I'm not sure, with the cactus, and then there's the whole fishing background, so there is sort of an underlying thing with nature and animals.
Actually it was not so much on purpose at the beginning, it somehow naturally just grew to it.
It's one of those things that just popped up.
But after we understood that there is a lot of animals and a lot of birds, of course, it has this echo line as well in the end.
But it's still not. It's something that's parallel to the story, but it's not a theme that you particularly went for.
No, I would not. Yeah, but it's a good background.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So, thank you very much for that. It was great. It's great talking to you. I just want to know as well. I know that this film has been traveling a little bit, and so I'm curious to know what the reactions have been in the different places where it's screened. I don't know if you went along with the film.
Yeah, I'm basically traveling since last May. It's nearly a year. So, actually, what's the most interesting, and it doesn't matter of the country. Even in some countries, it's more. How they perceive the end and how they perceive all the film, it's very different. Somebody sees it very like positive and somebody sees it very like happy end. But for example, in Serbia, completely everybody saw that he's committing suicide at the end. So it's
But I like that, you know, the little question mark at the end, yeah? So you can keep thinking about it.
It's like in every audience I have somebody who thinks that he's dying at the end, somebody thinks that it's a happy end, so that's the main difference wherever I go.
Right. Very good. Well, I definitely enjoyed the film, and it was a pleasure talking with you about it. Thanks very much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.